بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Hide and Seek. A story about three little boys who loved playing hide and seek. In a faraway forest, around an old oak tree, three little boys were playing hide and seek.
واحد، اثنان، ثلاثة، أربعة، خمسة. Where do you not? Here I come.
Said Abd al-Hakim while his brothers ran around to find a place to hide.
Assalamu alaikum. Boys, come here. I got your lunch.
Called Uncle Salam from far away.
Uncle Salam? Uncle Salam, we're all playing hide and seek, and I hid in a place where no one could find me. Abd al-Hakim couldn't see me, and Abd al-Karim couldn't see me.
Said Abd al-Salim.
Wow, are you sure no one could see you? Okay, Abd al-Salim, I've got a little game for you too. All you gotta do is eat your lunch in a place where no one can see you. Said Uncle Salam.
Ah, that's easy.
While the other two brothers pondered where will they eat their lunch, Abd al-Salim quickly ran away from his brothers into a bush and jumped straight in. Abdul Karim went straight back into the old oak tree and climbed into the dark hole. And Abdul Hakim, he went further than his brothers and found a dark cave to eat his lunch in. Abdul Salim, back in the bush, looked to his right and looked to his left and said,
"No one can see me if I eat my lunch here."
Inside of the dark hole of the tree, two eyes blinked. It was Abdul Karim.
"I can't even see myself here. There's no way anyone can see me eat my lunch."
Said Abdul Karim as he gobbled up his lunch. Abdul Hakim sat in the middle of the cave.
"There's nobody here. No one will be able to see me eat my lunch. Bismillah."
As he started to eat his lunch,
"Huh? Bismillah? Can someone see me eat my lunch here?"
Abdul Hakim looked up and said,
"Allah can see me here. I can't eat my lunch here."
So he decided to leave the cave.
"Where can I eat my lunch?"
Abdul Hakim thought to himself. Abdul Hakim climbed to the tallest treetop and didn't find anyone there. But then he looked up and said,
"Allah can still see me eat here. So where can I go and eat my lunch where nobody can see me? Oh, I know one place."
Abdul Hakim went to the top of the valley where he could see the tallest tree, the cave, and the sea. So he said,
"Wherever I go, Allah can still see me. I can't find any place to eat my lunch." "Abdul Hakim! Abdul Hakim!"
a voice called out.
"Hmm? It must be one of the boys."
So Abdul Hakim ran back to his brothers and uncle.
"Assalamu alaikum, Abdul Hakim. Where have you been? We've been waiting for you. Now boys, tell me, did you manage to eat your lunch in a place where no one could see you?"
"Yes, Uncle Salim. I went far away and I found a big bush and jumped right in. I looked right, I looked left, no one was there. So now one saw me eat my lunch."
Said Abdul Salim excitedly.
But I went to a tree trunk. It was very dark there. I couldn't even see myself. There's no way anyone could see me eat my lunch.
Quickly, said Abdul Karim. Uncle Salam looked at Abdul Hakim. And what about you, Abdul Hakim?
I went to a cave. I climbed to the tallest peak. I even climbed to the tallest peak in the valley. But everywhere I went, Uncle, Allah could still see me everywhere. So I couldn't really find a place to eat my lunch. My lunch is still here with me.
Masha Allah, Abdul Hakim, whether we go to the deepest sea or to the tallest peak of the mountains or even outer space, anywhere we go, Allah can still see us there, said Uncle Salam. Abdul Karim quickly followed.
So let me get this straight. Allah can see us inside of the tree, inside of the cave, and even inside of the bush. That means Allah's everywhere.
Immediately, Abdul Salim said,
What? Do you mean Allah's also inside of Sami's fishbowl?
No, no, no. I said Allah can see us everywhere, but I did not say that Allah is everywhere. Allah is not inside of His creation, but Allah is above His creation. As a matter of fact, if we take all of His creation, the earth, the moon, the sun, and the stars, even all the planets, all of these put together in Allah's hand is so small, even smaller than Suleiman the ant. So, Allah is above all of us and still can see us everywhere.
Suleiman the ant, who happened to be passing by, quickly said, with Allah's permission,
Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Uncle Salam is right. Just like I can fit in your hand, all of the creation of Allah put on Allah's hand is even smaller than me.
All of the creation is even smaller than the house.
They all said in awe,
How great will the Allah be?
They all looked up in amazement.
Subhanallah! All glory be to Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
All praise be to Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest.
The boys soon realized that no matter where they go, they can't hide from Allah. For winning the game, Abdul Hakim won a special badge with Al-Basir written on it, which means the all-seeing. That is right. One of Allah's name is Al-Basir, the all-seeing one, which means Allah can see us everywhere, wherever we go, whatever we do, Allah can see us. No one can hide from Allah because He is Al-Basir. Al-Basir. We must always feel Him looking at us all the time, whether we intend to do something good or we intend to do something bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching us. The end.